487-0780.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this terrific Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So amazing to me that I haven't slipped once yet. How easy it is to say 2024. You know, it's usual that for the first week, usually, of the show in January, I always say the wrong year. Haven't done it once, knock on wood, so far. But, yeah, I guess it was because I was so much looking forward to this election year, 2024. Good riddance to 2023. Bye-bye. So happy to be done with 2023. Well, at the end of the year, MERS News Service out of Lansing put together the top five policy reforms of last year, 2023. They came out with their story, and it's kind of interesting. As they went through all the bills that the Democrats rammed through the House and the Senate with very little bipartisanship, and that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signed into law, MERS set out to choose and rank the top policy events of 2023. It was through the lens of issues that could have the greatest potential impact on this year, 2024, elections. Michigan's 2023 political world was dominated by Democratic trifecta policy priorities. Many caught national attention, frequently made headlines, and will likely impact the 2024 election at the state level this year. Through conversations with political pundits, analyzing archived articles, MERS put together a list of the top five policy priorities that are likely going to impact the results of this year's 2024 elections. Grassroots Midwest CEO Adrian Hemann said both what the House and Senate Democrats have been able to accomplish under Governor Gretchen Whitmer and what they're yet to do will be big factors in determining their success in 2024. Adrian went on to say, not everything that they got accomplished is a plus in the eyes of the voters, many of whom they will need to win over, that they will need to get them to vote for them, especially in competitive districts. Now, one of the things that I think is pretty interesting is now they're already shifting to the policies that they did this past year of 2023. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying, oops, maybe we went too far, especially in these competitive districts. Folks, you got to understand that the two-seat majority they hold in the House and the two-seat majority in the Senate, well, guess what? A handful of them, I believe the total was five or six, in both the House and the Senate, were within 1,000 votes. So basically, if 501 people had voted for the other party, Democrats would not have gotten the majority. Adrian went on to say House Democrats are going to be running a campaign that is essentially a referendum on what they did. Quoting, for example, some campaign slogans, maybe some commercials we might see. This is what we did when you gave us control of state government. Remember, Democrats haven't had unified control of the state government since 1983. Another one? Look at what we accomplished last year. Stay the course and help us continue our agenda. End quote. These are all quotes that he sees as potential commercials that the Democrats are going to be running heading into this year's election. One of the recurring points that came out on top was a large chunk of the federal China virus relief dollars that the Democrats spent, all of it, last year. This resulted in a huge quantity of statewide special projects. Well, here is the top five policy priorities of 2023, according to MERS News Service. Number five, abortion bills. Despite the debate that Democrats peaked in their ability to capitalize on the overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022, a time when some believe Michigan's Proposal 3 drove voter turnout and helped the Democrats win the legislative trifecta, several pundits said it would be likely still a motivating factor in 2024. Having the Democrats in control, they were able to pass abortion legislation last year, known as the Reproductive Health Act. The package of bills lift abortion-related regulations for clinics and permits abortion referrals from colleges and universities to pregnant women, and to provide parenting student services in their offices. Whitmer signed the lead bill of the package, House Bill 4949, separately, marking the 10-year anniversary of her sharing on the Michigan Senate floor how she was raped in college. In opposition to legislation that required women to purchase an insurance rider for abortion coverage if they didn't already have it in their health care policy. Whitmer said at that time, her speech didn't change a single vote, making the legislation pass last year in 2023 that repealed the abortion rider that was passed by the Republicans back in 2013. Well, Bill Ballinger, report editor for the Ballinger Report, said that the continued prevalence of abortion reform in the Democrats' campaign messaging and their policy priorities shows that it will continue to be important to them, and we'll likely see that the RHA and other abortion reforms brought up by them in the 2024 campaigns. He said that almost as important as what Democrats accomplished with the Reproductive Health Act is what they didn't do, including cutting out portions of the package that ended the 24-hour waiting period for obtaining an abortion, or allowing Medicaid to cover abortions. these things, somehow Democrats and the public could be less likely to get on board with. Question's going to be, are they going to push for it? Is this something that they're going to try to legislatively do early this year, now that we're in 2024, when they gavel back in next week? Problem. They gavel in a week from tomorrow, folks, on January 10th. They don't have their majority. With the two Democrats winning the mayor races in Warren and Westland and the special elections to replace them, now up in chaos because of the unconstitutional district maps, they may not get those elections. They may not replace those two Democrat seats. And right now, they're in gridlock. 54-54. Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, the Democrat, has already said he's not willing to work with the Republicans in any bipartisan way, shape, or form. Probably not going to move any bills, any legislation, until they get their majority back. Question is, when is that going to happen? He's already publicly come out and said he's not going to share power with Matt Hall, the Republican minority leader, and he's not willing to look at any bipartisan bills, something that they could agree on. So, does this leave abortion on the sidelines until after the special elections take place? Pretty interesting. So that's the fifth most important policy reforms of 2023, according to MERS News Service. We got four more to get to. We'll get to your comments. If you want to text me as we're going through these, text me at 231-360-5140. How important was it to you that Democrats passed Reproductive Health Act? Let me know how you feel about their agenda item of abortion. Item number four, right after this break, we'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. This segment brought to you by Little Travers Disposal. You just heard the commercial. It's a new year, folks. Pick up the phone, call LTD, Little Travers Disposal, the number 231-487-0780. You're already paying for trash pickup. Call them today and switch over. Indian River, Lanson, Petoskey, wherever you're at, call them. Do it as a personal favor to me. Longtime Patriots, hardworking guys, support this station, this show from the beginning. You're already paying for the service. Switch over to them. When you call 231-487-0780, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Now, if they're not currently running a truck in your area, ask them to put you on the list. If they get enough people in Onaway, they get enough people in Rogers City, they get enough people down in Gaylord, they'll start a route. But they need to hear from you. So if you'd like a clickable, dialable link, text me LTD for Little Travers Disposal, and I'll text you back 231-487-0780. Five policy reforms of last year, thank God, 2023 is over, that the Democrats passed. Greg, listening into the show, says, Randy, the Reproductive Health Act? That's an oxymoron. Yes, totally contradictive. Health? No. Death? That's what it is. The death of babies. So I agree with you, Greg. Scott, down in Livingston, horrible abortion laws. Governor Whitmer was raped in college. Never knew that. Gretchen Whitmer will now have even more blood on her hands. She signed the bills. Absolutely agree. Well, the fourth item of importance was the repeal of right to work. Now, this is something that's very, very close to home for me because I worked so hard back in 2011 and 2012 to make Michigan a right to work state. Norm Hughes was our field general. Patrick Kobach introduced it in the Senate. Mike Shirky introduced it in the House. We got the UAW to put it on the ballot, Proposal 2 that year. We were able to collect the data, improve via the November 2012 election that the people of the state of Michigan did not want forced unionism put into our Constitution. So we passed a right-to-work law. We attached $1 million appropriation spending to it so that they couldn't simply undo it. But they did. Senate Bill 34, House Bills 4004 and 4007 were passed. Michigan returned to a system by which private sector employees could be compelled to join a union to cover contract negotiation costs, public school and state construction projects must now come with a prevailing wage and benefit package, not less than those offered to union workers in Detroit. It's basically what they did. She signed right to work and prevailing wage reinstatement bills. The bills, of course, were praised by labor unions, but criticized by the business community, claiming that it would weaken Michigan's global economic competitiveness. The package has since been joined by other collective bargaining changes, including several bills expanding what teachers can collectively bargain for. There's one problem. They left right to work in place for public sector workers. That's right. Public sector workers can still opt out of joining and paying dues to a union. Well, one of the pundits told MERS they considered right to work repeal one of the few policy issues Democrats were not very smart about, as they tended to focus on things that were going to be decently popular among the general public. Hemman said right to work could potentially be a thorn in the side of Democrats. Very interesting perspective. We'll continue the list after the top of the hour news. Hour number three, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR.